Well, hello, guys. Hey, the Peroni vibes are flowing through me. Well, as you know, the media and the papers are all about how Femons are so fantastic and wonderful and brave. And a lot of stories about males is to shame them or they're bad. Seems to be the media's status quo. Hey, they were a good group. So it's my job to name and shame the Femons as well. Nobody else will. This is a 27-year-old Femon, and she lives, I guess, in my area. Notice the nose ring. Anyway, she was over the drink limit, and she turned the wrong way down a motorway, where the speed limit's 70 miles an hour, and she hit a car coming the other way, which was on the right side of the road, the correct side of the road. She was on the wrong side of the road. And here's the result of the other car. It's quite a crash. And this is her car. So you can assume that they were both write-offs. The other person was injured, which was a Femon, but not seriously. Well, semi-seriously, I guess. Anyway, in an impact statement, this 27-year-old said that she may smile and look normal, but this accident has affected her life completely. Yeah, don't believe that at all. She just didn't get away with it. But the good news is there was a decent judge, and she got a 5-year license ban, driving ban, and 2 years, 8 months imprisonment. Of course, she won't do that. But it's the thought that counts. You know, I was talking to an old guy the other day. I'm old too, but he was older than I was. And he said to me that Femons may not be in a lot of accidents, but they sure as hell cause them. And you know, I kind of know what he means. Don't you? You take it easy now, fellas.